Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is finally here. Friday, the second week of the second quarter, is just getting ready to close out at 4 o'clock. We got a little over a half hour to see where we are. I'm a little disappointed. Yesterday, I had three stocks that were in the money. Today, nothing is in the money. So I'm going to be taking all this stuff over till next week. Okay, it is what it is. There's no sense arguing about it. AEO, first on the list. She opened up a little bit down today at 23.13. So let's look at the last 30 days. We'll go all the way back to the 12th of March. Now, 30 days ago, we're at the 30-day bottom, and that was 21.86. Okay, she shot up nicely to the top of the 30 days. That was the 1st of April. Now, that was 26.25, and we've had nothing but 2 weeks of down. So at 23.11 at the moment, I'm into this one at 25. This is going to expire worthless. Oh, I'll see what happens on Monday. That being said, I want to go here. Second. Here we go. All right. Just had to mute everybody so I get noise in the background. ALB is next. Albemarle. Last 30 days for Albemarle. It's a big drop today. I wonder what's going on with that. Not that I've actually paid attention because, like I say, when I say 10-minute trader, I mean I just turned my computer on a little while ago. 30 days ago, we opened up at 122.88. 2 days later, we get the 30-day bottom at 116.77. This thing is like all over the place. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Finally have a 30-day high. I believe it was Tuesday. That was 133.72. Now, this morning, we opened up at 129.88. And we're sitting at 122. That's $8 to down. All right, so what are we doing with Albemarle? Albemarle is, I'm into it at 131, sold the 129s. Yeah, I don't see that happening today. So what are we looking for the dividend for Albemarle? Nope, ALB. I got the right ticker symbol in there. Albemarle doesn't have its dividend this week. Was it April? March?
I think they were in March 14th.
March 14th, exactly. Okay, so we got a long ways to wait for Albemarle to come back into dividend play. All right, is what it is. I don't mind Albemarle. So it puts me in an interesting predicament. I was not expecting it to go from 129 to 122. But then again, who does? All righty. So we'll have to take a look at that tomorrow. Next week's 120, you got to be kidding me, really? Next week's, hold on, I'm just looking at next week's 129s are going for 120. I'll do that. I'd even go for the 128s because it's far enough away where I still collect over 1%. And I'm okay with that because it is Albemarle after all, and I have no problem holding on to it. Next on the list, we have BitTo. That's a calendar spread. I'm not going to do that one. JD. Ooh, she gapped down today. What's with that? Okay, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 26.86. Very next day, the high of the 30-day period, 28.55. Now, I would say the 30-day low was a couple of weeks ago, but no, it's today. Now, I don't know what happened with JD because we opened up on Monday at 26. Okay, we peaked yesterday at 27.32. To now we're at 25.5. All right, so where am I with JD? Okay, JD, I'm in at 28. I sold the 28s. I got my 1%. That's going to expire worthless. What are we looking at for next week? The 28s, 7 cents. Ugh, I might be looking at the 27s because that's far enough away. But I'll see what happens on Monday. Now, this is a big gap down. New 30-day bottom. Let's go back a little bit and see what else we're looking at. Okay. So basically, we're staying between 129 and 21, kind of going sideways. So we have our 90-day bottom here at 21, right on 21, and our 90-day top at 29. Okay, so we're at 25. That's kind of like somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to do a little bit of research and find out what's the average movement over the past couple of weeks. Because I want to make sure when I sell next week's, I'm probably looking at the 27s or the 26s. Okay, the 26s is three strikes out, but I want to see what she opens up at on Monday first, see what the market maker has in his mind. All right, that being said, Lowe's, L-O-W. Now, AEO, the reason why we didn't look for the dividend on AEO, because we already collected it. Albemarle is coming up in a couple weeks. JD, we already collected. Lowe's is coming up, so I have no problem holding on to Lowe's. Let's find out why Lowe's kept going down. The 12th, here we go. 30 days ago today was 241.69. Week later, we got the 30-day high at 262.49. Drops a little bit of, drop 3 days, a little bit of rebound. Drop 4 days, a little bit of rebound. Drop 3 days. Now we're at 230.87. Okay, so I'm into Lowe's at 238. This is going to expire worthless. So I got 238. What are we looking at for next week? Wait, first of all, where's Lowe's for the dividend? Okay, Lowe's dividend is not next week, but it's the week after. Now, I talked about this on Monday. I got no problem whatsoever taking this into the dividend because I got a premium this week. More than likely going to get another premium next week. And if I don't get called out on the 19th, I'll take it into the next week and get the dividend, which is $1.10 per share. I don't mind. Okay, so we're at 230.88. I'm into this at 238. Yeah, 238s don't look that happy, but I'd be looking at the 240s or the 237s. I'll still be collecting $1 at 237s. Yeah, those premiums don't look that good, but it is a dividend king. Have been around for a while. I don't mind holding Lowe's. Now, last one on this list will be Macy's. Okay, Macy's last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 20.42. A week later, we got the 30-day top at 22.10. 2 weeks to the bottom on the 4th. And that was 18.29. She went 5 days to the upside at 20.45, and then pulled back. Was sitting at 19.22. Now I'm into Macy's at 19.65. Okay, I could buy it back right now for 1 cent, sell it off, and I'd lose about 40 cents a share. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Not with 3,700 shares. I'll just take it into next week. My break even is 19.65. Okay, the 1950s. Yep, I can deal with that. I can even go for the 20s. All right, I'm perfectly happy with Macy's. Don't have a problem with that. Okay, well, that's it for me. Everything's gonna expire worthless, and I'm gonna carry these into next week, which I'm okay with, because as of this moment, more than half of them are paying out more than 1%. For next week. So I don't have a problem with that. We will catch you again on Monday. Now remember, options expire on Saturday, so it won't be until sometime tomorrow afternoon. I'll actually find out exactly what my return rate is going to be once everything settles. All right, that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We'll catch you again Monday morning.